Jude. Right there before Revelations, if you're flipping it. Jude. Let's go to verse 17. Like I said, I've got a few scriptures, so that's why I let you sit down and rest up, so you can stay standing here for a little bit. Jude chapter 1, verse 17. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Matthew chapter 9. Verse 37. Matthew chapter 9, verse 37. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. And let's just read one more. Matthew. And we'll go to 28. I believe that's where it's at. Matthew 28. And let's read verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain when Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Excuse me. I'd like to preach this afternoon here, the great responsibility of the Great Commission. The great responsibility of the Great Commission. Let's bow our heads together. Each one bowed. Do you have a need you'd like to lift up to the Lord as we seek His throne? God bless each one. He knows your heart. Heavenly Father, thank you again for assembling us here in your house. You said where two or three would gather together, you'd be here, Lord, and we believe that. We thank you for your presence that's here. May we forget about everything else in the world now and give you the attention you deserve, Lord. For you've been so good to us. You've been so mindful of our needs. And we come expecting once more to just to be in fellowship with you. Forgive us, Lord, of all of our sins. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us, Lord, for even being distracted. May we focus on you now and hear your voice speak. May we not harden our hearts, but may we open them up wide that you can fill it with your presence. We ask you, Lord, to have the preeminence in this service in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. The great responsibility of the Great Commission. Now that word responsibility is something a lot of people don't like, especially here in the end time. We like it to be the great blaming game. The great, this is why God can't do this, because of so and so, and it's this person's fault. And instead of doing what the Bible says, that these things are our responsibility. God has given us something, but why does God give things to His children? Not so they can just sit there and hoard it and boast themselves about how God gave them this great thing. God invests in His children to get a return on what He's invested in. He's just like anyone else. You put your money in your house, the whole point is that you're investing in something that later you could possibly sell and still get what you wanted out of it. Right. We put investment into things so we can get a return, and God has done the same thing with His Word. He doesn't just send His Word just to do it. Right. He doesn't just bestow His Word on the world. He didn't just send Malachi 4 just to have a good time. He had a purpose behind doing it, and that purpose is now transferred into our responsibility.
Yes.
If you're a part of Christ, you should be doing what Christ would do, or you're not in the will of God. That's the bottom line to what I'm speaking today. And I pray that we will sincerely open up our hearts, forget about what the world says we need to get done, and listen to what the Word said we need to get done. Because if we'll do that, all the other things will take care of themselves. My, if we would take our efforts, our attention on what we take care of in the world, how we take care of our houses, how we take care of our families and our cars and things, and we would focus all that into Christ. You don't have to worry about your house. It'll stay up just fine. You don't have to worry about that car. You won't get a flat tire. That's right. And I've heard people many times as far as like tithes and offerings. You know, they'll say, well, I just can't pay my tithes. I said, you just do it.
Yep.
Just do it. Just do it because God said so.
Amen.
And then all of a sudden they'll go, I don't know where I'm getting money.
Right.
But all of a sudden I got more than what I had before.
Yeah.
You want to know why? Because all of a sudden the furnace didn't shut down. You didn't have to spend $1,000 on that.
Right.
All of a sudden you don't need to go to the hospital because you got something wrong with you because God took care of that.
Yeah.
And didn't Malachi say, if you'll just give your tithes and offerings, God said, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing you can't even contain.
Amen.
Showed you how little most people's faith is.
Right.
Wow.
But there's a great responsibility to this Great Commission. What was the Great Commission? The first word, I've said this many times, but I think it needs to hit home one of these days, and it will. Because the Word isn't going out void. The Word's hitting exactly where it needs to. You know, most people think I need to micromanage the church. That's not my job. The Word will do that.
Amen.
If you preach the Word, it'll manifest itself. And that's what I'm here to do.
Amen.
I'm not here to give you Andrew Kressel. I've got nothing to help you.
Right.
But if you'll take the Word and apply it to your heart, you'll get the results.
Right.
That's right. You want love? It's only in Christ.
Right.
You want joy? It's only in Christ. But look, where are you putting your faith in? If you think you'll get love out of money, you sure won't. If you take your faith and apply it in something else, you won't get no results. But Jesus' first word here was go into all the world. Go who? Go ye. No, go brother so-and-so. No, pastor. Yeah, go, but not, you know, I'm the one that sits at home. That's my brother's job. Well, go. No. And I've heard people say this in a roundabout way, but, you know, Brother Branham taught we ought to be here at least a half hour early to pray before service. You know why? So you can get out of the way and he can come.
Amen.
That's right. And I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to come in last minute. I really don't. I've tried on a few occasions just because it worked out that way. And I'm sitting there in song service going, what is wrong? And I'm like, what is going on? And then I realized, well, I wasn't here like I normally was.
Right.
And not just here physically, okay? Some people think, and that's in the world anymore, you know, you got those guys that come to work and say, well, I was there. What'd you do when you were there?
Exactly.
You don't get paid for existing. You get paid for getting a job done.
Yes.
That's right. I got students the same way. Well, I'm trying. What do you mean try? You never turn in any homework. You never ask me no questions. You never try to review. You're trying. No, you're existing.
Right.
You sit there, and yes, you're physically in class, and you might be looking at me, but as far as trying, you haven't got anywhere yet.
Right.
Huh. And that's the way it is with the gospel. When we come to service, how much effort are we really giving?
Right.
We got other things to talk about when we get in here. I've got nothing to say. I've got one person I want to talk to. That's
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes.
Because I'm in business when I come to the house, Lord. I take this as a great responsibility.
Yes.
You say, but you're the pastor, Brother Andrew. Oh, my. If you only know what Brother Andrew did before he was a pastor.
Right.
You know where I sat? Right there where Sister Violet was.
Right.
You know what I was doing? Praying before service.
Yes.
For what? Just to do it? No. God. Pour out your spirit.
Yes.
Change lives. Do something today.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You promised that you would. And when you did that way and you start putting your faith in what God has said, it begins to manifest.
Amen.
It begins to create an atmosphere. It begins to push the devil away.
Yes.
And how many times we get blessings, and I preached on this too, some people just get the residual blessings because somebody else came expecting. That's not good. We should all be coming expecting.
Amen.
And that can happen. Oh my, yes sir. Brother Bram had faith for other people many times. But that's not the way God wants to do
right.
it. Everyone should have faith.
Yes.
And there's certain, I remember that was the one lady came up and he's like, you're healed. But look, sister, you know, that devil can't handle around this atmosphere here.
Right.
But once you get off, you don't believe this yet. You're going to get it back. You
yes.
need to, and he's trying to encourage her that, you know, and that's the way it is with the ministry. They want the pastor to do it all.
Right. Right.
I'm not saying that for me. I hope you can separate that.
Right.
That many people depend on a man.
Right.
And that man will fail you.
Yes. Right.
Because he's immortal.
Yes.
I can't go follow you home. I can't fulfill the Great Commission for you.
Amen.
This is the responsibility I'm talking about.
Yes.
How many has received the baptism of the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
That's right. Yes, sir. But if I have, then what am I supposed to be doing with it?
Right.
Most people think it's done. That's it. I got it.
That's it.
And that's as far as salvation, that's the way it works.
Right.
That's absolutely true.
Right.
You don't get half saved. You either get saved or you're not.
Right.
And that, but the responsibility part is God has given me something, but what am I choosing to do with it?
Come on.
This was such a great need that Jesus could look and say, look, out there, the fields, you don't think there's anything going on, but they are ready to be harvested.
Right. Amen.
The fields are white with souls. And yet, nobody's doing anything.
Come on.
Instead, we sit at home and say, God, where's the revival? Maybe he's waiting on you to be.
Right.
Maybe he's waiting on you to believe his word and apply it so that God can change lives. Maybe he's waiting on you and we're not waiting on God.
Amen.
Actually, from what I understand, we're 50 years behind the ball with God because God already sent Elijah to fulfill his word. And here we are.
Come on.
You're telling me God didn't do his word? God did his part.
Yes,
where are we at?
Right.
Amen. This is going to cut deep and hard, and I intend it to. I intend to do the same with me because I ain't here to whitewash nothing that don't help anyone.
Right.
Say, what are you saying, Brother Andrew? We need to get serious again.
Yes.
We need a fresh pouring out and a fresh dying out.
Amen. Yes.
When? Every day.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
When you wake up in the morning, what's your goal for that day?
Right.
Is it to go to work and just do your job again? Is it go to just say, well, I'm going to get through? That's not the ambition of the Christian church. We're not just skimming through. We're chomping over the devil.
Hallelujah.
We're more than conquerors.
Come on.
And I began to realize that this terminology, and I told you that it's the epistles are written to believers because they have something that they can pull from.
Right.
Okay, if you ain't got the Holy Ghost yet, this won't apply too much because you're not in the Great Commission yet. You're still on the outside looking in. You got to know that you know you've been changed.
Amen.
Because until then, you'll just put it, you'll make it up.
Right.
See, putting on Christ doesn't work like a shirt. It's literally who you are. When you put on Christ, you're really pushing the flesh off.
Yes.
Right.
That's what it is. You're taking away what's fake and believing what's real.
Amen.
That's right. But if there isn't nothing in there, and I'll get to that, I think, the next time I preach, because I've been reading Spoken Words, Original Seed, and that's exactly what it is. And I'm just going to hit there, I guess, now. But this is what the message came to show us.
Yes.
Is that you are a spoken word of God before the foundation of the world, or you weren't.
That's right.
Well, why did you hear the message? Why did you receive it? Why did you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost? It's because you were
Amen.
A seed in the beginning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And when you begin to realize that that's what I am, that's what I believe, and it's not just a seed laying out there on the concrete like we think of Jesus when he talked about the sower that went to throw the seed. No, if you've got the Holy Ghost, you're on good ground.
Right.
Amen.
And you ain't just there waiting for the rain.
No.
It's pouring all the time.
Right. Yes, sir.
Because though you always had the seed, see, you can't get the seed. You either have it or you don't.
Right.
It was either in you or you didn't. How do I know, Brother Andrew, what's your response to the Word of God?
Amen.
Is it, amen, it's for me, I believe that. Yes, Lord, I'm a sinner, I need saved.
Yes.
That's the right attitude. I ain't here to bring you my quota. I'm here to say, Lord, tear mine up and show me what I ought to do.
Right.
Amen.
And you got the right attitudes of the word. That's what proves what you are, because that's what's proved it in every age.
Yes.
That was the spoken word. It was the original seed. The seed that was planted was God's word, and it spread through every generation. How can you trail it? The ones that accepted the word for their day.
Amen.
Amen.
Exactly.
And here we are. It's the same. It hasn't changed. See, the bride knows who she is, so she's not afraid of what she's called to.
Right. Amen.
Greater work shall you do. And most people will say, that's absolutely right, but that's for, you know, Brother Andrew, really. I mean, I'll support it and I'm behind it, that's really for him. You know, I just can't do those things. See, that's not the Great Commission. The Great Commission is to every individual.
Amen.
Go ye into the world and preach the gospel.
Amen.
Yes.
Teaching all nations to do what? To get right with God. To get baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, which we know is Jesus Christ. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. What did he tell them to do? These signs followed in that belief.
Right.
That's what Jesus said.
Amen.
Not the signs we like to make up for a believer. Look, a sign of a believer is not a woman lets her hair grow. That's not a sign.
Right.
That'll be in there, don't worry. But it's not the sign that Jesus was talking about. It's his life in that individual.
Yes. Amen.
And that life in the individual,
yes,
it'll speak in tongues. It'll cast out devils.
Yes.
It'll lay its hands on the sick. They'll recover. And it'll take up deadly things and it won't harm them.
Yes.
Absolutely. That life, see, we want to nitpick and pick what we like and not what we don't. And you get two classes, I see. You've got people that are just, man, they are sanctified. But don't got a lick of faith in nothing.
Right.
Somebody speaks in tongues and they got 20 reasons why it's wrong.
Right.
But you ask them to do it, they got nothing.
Right.
Then you got the other side, just fly off the handle on any old interpretation or and just supernatural or whatever, and they're just all about it. But you tell them, well, maybe you want to kick that TV out of your house. And they say, well, I think it's okay. It's not too, well, maybe.
Right.
And maybe you ought to quit listening to that and listen to
right.
something about the Word. And,
amen.
And one or two, but that ain't how Christ works. That ain't
right.
the bride. She's got both.
Right.
Power and character go hand in hand if it's in God.
Amen.
If you've got the true power, the true character of Christ, you will automatically have the true power of Christ. How? What I preached last service. Compassion is what delivered people of devils.
Right.
The character in him, his desire, Jesus'
yes.
desire to help someone else gave him faith that they need delivered. I need to believe this or they're going to stay captive.
Right.
Amen.
Compassion and power, the character and power of God go hand in hand, and the bride isn't afraid of that.
Amen.
Because she knows that's what I am.
Yes.
Exactly.
How many times in the New Testament, in the epistles, are they taught this principle? It's all the time. It never says, wait for God to do this.
Nope.
We're not getting anywhere because God is not, he's withholding his promises right now. We got to wait it out a little bit, guys. You'll never find that. But you'll find what I'm about to show you here all the time. Let me just give you a few ones. You ready? Romans 13. This is the checkup service, so I don't expect us to run the aisles, but I expect the aisles to get running. Because the sin's going to get out of our hearts.
Yeah.
Romans 13. Let's just start at verse 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us, therefore. Who? Didn't say God. It said us.
Right.
We've got something to do here.
Yeah.
Let us, therefore, cast off the works of darkness. Well, I thought if I really had the Holy Ghost, I'd never have any works of darkness. They will come after you all the time. You do not have a redeemed body yet. You have a redeemed soul.
Amen.
And you've been given a new spirit, but that don't mean no spirit ain't going to come around and try to get you to do something.
Right.
But you've got to cast it off.
Yes.
You've got to say, no,
yes,
devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
No flesh. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you make me feel like. I'm not doing it.
Yes.
Right.
Well, if God will just deliver me and they don't want... No. Overcome.
Yes, that's it.
Not succumb.
Right.
That's the most far attitude, right? Oh, the poor old devil just did this to me and I just ain't got... Oh, I just can't do it. Well, of course you can't do it.
Right.
But greater is he that's in me.
Yes.
Because I've got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I told you it didn't apply a whole lot until you got the Holy Ghost. Because
right.
you won't beat the devil. You're absolutely right. He's got you whipped.
Because yeah.
right. you were born in sin. He knows that.
Right.
You were shaped in iniquity. He knows that. And he knows exactly what sin will get you.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you've got the Holy Ghost, you can whip him anytime, any place, anywhere.
Yeah.
If you'll just believe it
Amen.
And then do it.
Right.
See, Abraham believed, but until he actually had a son, and there was no proof he really believed it yet.
Right.
Right.
But he did. And it happened.
Amen.
That's right. Let us, therefore, cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on. Right. If only God would do this. If only God. No, you put it on. Who? Not just anything. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And oh my, do we like to make provisions for our flesh. We know the things that we stumble with, and my, we'll pave the way to make sure the devil ain't got no trouble getting us in that again.
Right.
That's the truth. Yeah. And you say, Brother Andrew, how do you know that? Happens to Brother Andrew too.
Yeah.
Look, devil, I'll be honest with you. If I could just beat me, I would have no troubles with the devil.
Amen.
I am my own worst enemy.
Yes.
I know what the devil does. I'm not deceived by him. I'll say it that way. I deceive myself into thinking, oh, this will be okay. When in my heart I know, no, it isn't.
Right.
I shouldn't be reading this. I should go read my Bible, you know?
Right.
I shouldn't be wasting my time watching this. How about I go listen or watch a sermon if I'm going to watch something?
Amen.
Watch something. I'll do something for my soul.
Right.
But no, we'll make provisions for the flesh. Oh, I'll just watch this for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And 5 hours later, you're still laying there. You're going to be more tired tomorrow than you would have been had you just done what the Lord told you to do.
Sure.
Right.
Right, this is hitting home.
Amen.
That's what it needs to. Let's go to some more. If you thought that was a one-hit wonder, I'm telling you, it's not. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20. Remember. A little extra thirsty thing. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, who's doing all this? You are.
Right.
Putting away lying. Excuse me. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil.
Yeah.
Look at this. Keep reading. Let him that stole steal no more. Why does that need to be said? Because we won't steal like we did in the world, but we'll steal, you know, like a Christian stealing. I know God gave me this time, but how much time do we steal from him and invest it in something that we know is the devil?
Right. Sure.
Who gave you that time? We do the same with our money, you know, and God forbid we preach on gluttony or anything like that, right? You know, Well, we'll take his money. No, we got plenty to eat. We don't need to eat no more. We'll go spend money that we don't have on food we don't need.
Right.
And then wonder why, you know, we can't make it at the end. Well, are you still stealing? How about you shop?
Right.
Well, if I really had the Holy Ghost, I wouldn't be tempted. No, sir. You will be tempted on every side.
Yes.
Jesus
right.
was tempted by every temptation.
Yes.
Amen.
Every one of them. What was the difference? He never submitted himself to it.
Right.
He resisted it. And guess what? The devil fled.
Amen.
Even look, none of you fasted 40 days and then had the devil come get you.
Nope.
And come tell you, hey, you have power. The devil knew this. You have power to take those stones and be made bread. You know, if you're really the Son of God. And I know you're hungry. I've watched you not eat for 40 days. Why don't you just go ahead and do that? See, Jesus was sold out.
Uh-huh.
He sold out. He said, don't tempt the Lord thy God. That's why did he say that? Because he was the Lord, the God.
Right.
Satan, don't tempt me. Who are you now?
Amen.
Who are you? If he could identify, why shouldn't Satan be tempting me? Because I'm God.
Right.
He don't got no business tempting me.
Right.
What about you? I'm his wife.
Amen.
You got no business tempting me.
Yes.
I'm faithful to my husband.
Right.
Amen.
Some of us need to get faithful to our heavenly husband like
right.
we are to our spouses. I
sure. Amen.
Right.
Or even more so. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good that he may have to give to him that needeth. That's really the scripture when I talked about my masters and things. There it is. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Labor with your hands so you can have some extra, so when you see a need, you can give it. But too many times we're too lazy to go do something about it. And it, like we read there when it says back in Jude, and on some have compassion, making a difference. See, we don't even pave the way that God could even use us to make a difference because we've invested too much in the devil.
Amen.
Right.
And then we wonder, why isn't God moving? God is moving all the time. Amen. It's you, the one that's the brick, ain't getting nowhere.
Sure.
What good does it do if you've got your seed covered in cement of the devil?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Here comes the rain. God's just pouring it down on you, but you can't feel it.
Right.
It ain't God's fault. It's you.
Amen.
It's me.
Amen.
Right.
Because how often do we have the anointing? According to the Bible, the anointing abides with us.
Yes. Amen.
It doesn't leave. Brother Branham lied. We know that. He lied to the IRS. Where'd the Holy Ghost go?
Right.
Oh, about 5 feet away there on the branch.
Yep.
Waiting for him just to make it right.
Right.
We talked about that, and I think this is a good time to show you this scripture here. We talked about that when God prophesies the judgment, when God brings conviction, His intention is not to destroy, but to help you. That's really God's desire. And I was just flipping through the Bible, and just listen to this real quick. It's coming out of Jeremiah. How many knows Jeremiah was not a good time for Israel? It was bad.
Right.
It was so bad that Jeremiah didn't want to talk about it when God told him to go prophesy what was going to happen. He didn't want to say it. He was trying to run. And he said, I'm just going to read what I've got highlighted here, if that's okay. It's in chapter 25, if you want to look it up later. It says, how ye shepherds and cry, verse 34, and wall yourselves in ashes, ye principal of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are accomplished, and ye shall fall like a pleasant vessel. And the shepherds shall have no way to flee, nor the principal of the flock to escape. Thus saith the Lord.
Yeah.
Every shepherd, and we can type that right off to the church. Every shepherd, every sheep, you're going to be dispersed. You're going to be killed. You got nowhere to go.
Uh-huh.
Now let's skip down a little bit and see what God's real desire was. Thus saith the Lord. This is chapter 26, verse 2. Stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak unto all the cities of Judah which come to worship in the Lord's house. All the words that I command thee to speak unto them, diminish not a word. If so be, they will hearken and turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent me of the evil which I purpose to do unto them because of the evil of their doings.
Amen.
And thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, if ye will not hearken to me to walk in my law which I have set before you, to hearken to the words of my servants the prophets whom I sent unto you, both rising up early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, then will I make this house like Shiloh and will make this city a curse to the nations of the earth. What was God wanting to do? He wanted to repent of the evil he had said. Now, we know God don't repent like you and me. He doesn't make mistakes. It's just that God can do what he wants to.
Right.
And if you look, he can't go past your free moral agency, though. See, that's what we want.
Yeah.
We want to take the great responsibility off us and put it back on God. But God did not establish it that way.
Right.
He put the responsibility on you and me because we can choose what to do.
Amen.
And God he doesn't just judge haphazardly. He gave Israel the word and says, here's what will happen, and I'm going to tell you why it's happening, because you're doing evil things that you know you're doing.
Right.
But if you'll just turn. Could you imagine being him? Could you imagine being the Lord? I know how bad this is going to be, but I'm telling you all about it. Just looking down, can you see him looking down on Israel, his promised people? Picked them out, did a lot of work to get them where they were.
Right.
And he's just looking at them, if you'll just, please, just repent. Just come back to me. I will take care of you. I will wash it all away. Though your sins are as scarlet, I'll make them white as wool. I'm not even asking you to do anything. I just want you to repent and say you're wrong.
Right.
And come back to the truth. I'll take care of the rest.
Yeah.
What stopped Israel? Pride.
Right.
Yeah. What stops any man from finding Christ? Pride.
Right.
Why? He can never get to the point where he realizes, I am nothing without him.
Yes.
Because if you push him aside, you've got to depend on something. God made us that way.
Yeah.
He made us dependent. He made us to worship. You'll worship something, but if you push him aside, it'll be something that you love more than him.
Right.
Yes.
And we know what Jesus said about that. If you love father, you love mother, you love brother, You love son. You love yourself, your wife, your houses, your cars, your job. I don't care. If you love that more than me, you're not worthy to be my disciple.
Amen.
So that's not very fair. Well, what would you think if my wife loved another man more than me? Would she be worthy to be my wife? Pretty simple, isn't it? The answer, of course, is no.
Right.
And when you look, the word is not a thing, it's a person.
Amen.
And when you put something in front of that, you've put a new person. And that's another person.
Yes.
That's not just a thing, that's a person. That's the devil.
Yes.
And he don't got any morals. He don't mind cheating. He don't mind stealing. He don't mind committing adultery, fornication. None of that matters to him.
Right.
He don't play by no rules, does he?
Right.
How many figured that out the hard way? The devil don't play by rules. He don't make deals.
Right.
The deals he's make are in his favor, always.
Yeah.
He'll promise you all kinds of riches, but they'll never be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And if they are, it's just for a little season so he can snatch it away from you and make the hurt 10 times worse than what it was.
Right. Amen.
That's exactly right. But it's not time to be listening to the devil no more. When you know it's the devil, what's your response? God, deliver me? That's not what God's waiting on. He's waiting on you to take care of it.
Amen.
Why? I will give you power from on high when the Holy Ghost has come. And He will lead and guide you into all truth.
Amen.
And without it, what are you going to do?
Amen.
What are you going to do? You know what you have to do. You've got to resort to some sort of religion. It might just be yours. It might just be you. You're the God of the universe, and what you think is right is right.
Right.
There was a time where Israel got that way, and I'm going to let you know it was not a good time for them.
Right.
When every man did just what was right in his own eyes. And sure enough, they end up being captive, get killed on every side, because without God, you got the devil.
Yes.
Amen.
And the devil don't love you.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
So let's keep going here. That was quite a tangent there, but that's okay. Ephesians 6:11. I'm going to read a few quotes, and I think you understand it so we can move along here. Ephesians 6:11. Actually, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So here we are. We're in Laodicea. We're in the darkest of all ages. We're in the age that God, when He prophesied of it, could not put any light there. He put all darkness.
Right.
And here we are. The Great Commission was to the end of the world. How many knows that?
Amen.
He said He'd be with us to the end of the world.
Amen.
Well, I don't feel Him. I don't care.
Right.
The Word says it. It's true.
Amen.
You walk into service too many times, and I'm going to rebuke us here. We base it on feelings.
Right.
Yes.
How do I know that? Some days before, right when we start singing songs, my, it just feels great in here. You just got a great feeling. And just, now, I'm not saying feeling like this, but I just mean people worshiping, getting in the Spirit. And some days, unfortunately, like today, feels like we're in reverse, trying to get forward. Why? We're basing it on feelings.
Right.
Sure.
If He said He's here, I'm here to worship Him.
Amen.
I had a bad morning. I don't care.
Right.
Leave your bad morning outside. Get it out of your life. We're here. It's a day the Lord gave us.
Yeah.
You'll never get it back. I might as well make the best out of it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What day you live in? I live in the day of the Lord. Why? I've been raised up. I live in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And guess what? Things ain't based on feelings in heaven.
Nope.
It's based on faith.
Amen.
That's right. Well, Lord, help me to make it plain. We got to get away from that.
Yes, sir.
Because then we only get the victory when I start feeling good. That's not when you get the victory. That don't even really mean victory. You can be deceived by that.
Yes.
But if you know that you know you're standing on the Word, and the devil's coming and trying to fight you, and you won't move, then you know that you're right.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Especially when it feels bad. That's the good sign you're doing what's right.
Right.
Amen.
Because the flesh is not profited by the Spirit.
Right.
Can't be. The Bible said that was out of Jesus' own mouth. The flesh profits nothing.
Amen.
But we only look for what does profit the flesh. What makes me tingle?
Right.
What makes me feel the presence of the Lord? You know, they had a good shouting time in Israel one time when David was bringing the ark back, but they weren't doing it according to the word, were they?
Right.
They brought it back their own way. And they had a good shouting time. Sure did.
Yes.
Amen.
And it was a Holy Ghost anointed time.
Yes.
Israelites playing on the music. They were shouting the praises of God.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, something went a little wrong. Just that one little thing.
Yep.
God cares about that one little thing.
Yes.
The ark wasn't getting transferred the way God said so.
Amen.
Why do you think they hit a bump?
Yep.
God didn't want to kill them all.
Right.
But they weren't listening, so somebody had to die.
Yes.
That's the hardest part about it. But look, I believe that God knows. He's not unjust. When Achan stole the gold and caused all Israel and a few men to die, I don't think they were righteous men. I believe God knew what was in their hearts.
Sure.
I believe He's just God. And the ark began to stumble. And Uzzah, I believe in his ignorance, just went to just put it back on their right. He was doing God a service, but it wasn't his will.
Right.
Amen.
Because he wasn't a Levite. He wasn't supposed to touch the ark.
Right.
And he did, and we know that he died right there. How, we don't know, but we know that all Israel knew what had happened.
Yeah.
Sure.
Where David said, God has made a breach between us here. And he called it Para-Uzzah because he put a breach where Uzzah died.
Right.
And they went back and said, we did something wrong. We did something wrong. What was it? They took upon themselves the responsibility. You don't find David blaming God for it.
No.
Why didn't you tell us, God? I already did. Well, it didn't come, you know, why didn't it come in one of my songs or whatever? It was already in the Word.
Yeah.
God don't have to repeat himself. I'm thankful He does because I don't always listen.
Right.
But you don't have to. He ain't obligated to.
No.
He's obligated to tell you one time. And if you don't want to listen that time, that's all He's obligated to.
Right.
Some people say, well, if God had only done this, He did it already. I guarantee it. You just didn't listen that time.
Right.
And here He is, time 12, isn't it? And we're still here. But thanks be to God, He's got an amazing grace. He gives you enough chances that you need.
Amen.
Until you can receive it. And they went back and David looked at the word and they, remember before he had consulted with his captains, he had consulted with those in high regard instead of who God told him to consult, which was the Levites, which was the word of God for that day.
Amen.
Right.
And they said they should have talked to Samuel the prophet.
Yeah.
And they went and they found out that the word said, we're not supposed to put it on a cart. We're supposed to have the Levites go carry it on their shoulders. And walk it out. See, it's not just God's way. It has to be that way.
Yes.
It has to. See, we want to think, well, why can't we just put it on the cart and push it? Why can't we just, you know, leave it on the pastor to have a good service today and just push this along? Look, you got to take that responsibility up on your shoulders. Everyone's born again to Levi. I hope you understand. We're all part of the priesthood. We're all kings and priests unto our God.
Amen.
That's what the book of Revelation said. And we're supposed to carry the word on our shoulders.
Right.
That means it is a burden, but it's so much lighter than what Satan put on you. Jesus said, my burden is light, my yoke is easy.
Amen.
The devil will put a whole ton on you, and you won't be able to stand, you'll crumble.
Right.
But God puts enough on you that if you'll believe, you can hold it up just fine.
Amen.
That's all He wants from you, is to have enough faith. Because all these things that we're building, all these things that we're doing, is all rooted because we have the faith that was given to the saints.
Amen.
When we read there in Jude, he says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith.
All right.
He gives you the faith, but He expects you to apply it.
Right.
And to use it and to do what He already said to do.
Right.
When the token came through Egypt, when the death angel was coming, all God did was say the word. Tell him to slay a lamb without blemish, to take the blood and to pour it on the doors. Well, God, if this is how some people's faith works. Well, if God wanted it on the door, it'd be there.
Come
on. If God wanted to kill the lamb, He could have brought him killed. Why do I got to get my hands dirty?
Come
on. If God wanted me to have a revival, I'd have it. Why do I got to pray? If God wanted me to see that, He'd give me revelation. Why do I got to read my Bible?
Come
on. Shouldn't the pastor do that? You're a Nicolaitan, and God hates
that. Right. Uh-huh.
It's your responsibility.
Amen.
And if any one of you will be honest with yourself, when you invest in God with all your heart, has He ever failed?
Nope.
When does it look like it's failing? When does it look like the word's not working? If you'll go back, you will say, Lord, it was my fault.
Yes, right.
I see exactly what I did wrong.
Amen.
And if you got the Holy Ghost, you don't need to go find somebody to ask them. You know in your heart what you're doing wrong.
That's right.
You already know. And chances are, when you go to ask someone, you're looking for a way to get out of it.
Yes.
Have somebody support my unbelief because they don't know the whole situation, and I know that, so I'll just say the part that sounds good, and we'll get a conclusion where I don't have to change.
Amen. Sure.
Brother Branham said, if you got to question it, why'd you question it in the first place?
Amen.
Probably something wrong about it.
Amen.
Brother Branham says this in The Marriage of the Lamb. I absolutely love this quote, so listen closely. So many says, if the Lord will take this evil spirit from me, from drinking and from gambling and from lying and from stealing, I'll serve Him.
Yep.
But that's up to you. See, you got to do something too. They that overcome shall inherit all things.
Right.
They that overcome. You have power to do it, but you must be willing to lay it down. See,
yes.
She hath made herself ready. I like that word. You see, God could not push us through a little pipe, pull us out the other end, and say, blessed is he that overcometh. You had nothing to overcome. He just pushed you through. But you've got to make decisions for yourself. I've got to make a decision for myself. And doing that, we show our faith.
Yes.
See, we show we believe. And we show our respects of God.
Right.
Abraham was promised a child, but he must maintain this promise for 25 years. The ups and the downs that he had and temptations in those 25 years, but he held to the word of the promise.
Amen.
How many knows that this happened again with Isaac? Most people don't remember this, but Isaac got married at 40 years old, and it says that Rebecca was barren, and he entreated the Lord, and Rebecca had a child. You know how old Jacob was when he had that child? 60.
Come on.
He waited 20 years. Abraham had 5 years on him, but still, that was faith to produce the same promise in his generation.
Amen.
Why? Thy seed shall possess
Amen.
The gates of the enemy, and if the seed would have been cut off, there'd be no seed to possess the gates.
Amen.
But Isaac had enough faith in what was told Abraham. I don't care. He waited 25 years. I can wait. Why? He believed it.
Amen.
He believed it not just for Abraham. When we do that, I believe it for Brother Branham. I believe it for Paul. I believe it for Brother Andrew. However you want. No, believe it for yourself.
Amen.
This promise is to you and to your children.
Yes.
As many as far, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Yes.
And if you're here, I believe you're hearing the call of God. He's pulling your heart. You could be out there doing anything else.
Right.
If you desire to hear from God, He's calling.
Amen.
It's your choice to listen. Even if you are saved, that don't mean you just sit there and do nothing. He might be calling you to a higher walk.
Yes.
Listen.
Amen.
Or you won't feel right. You say, well, how come? And we do this stuff, and this is just foolishness anyways. We start comparing. Well, I know I do more than so-and-so. How come they don't feel bad and I do?
Right.
Well, chances are, first, you're probably wrong. But even if you are right, let's just assume you are, maybe you're further along the road than they are. And maybe God don't want to stop him.
No.
You don't just get there and then you coast. You fight for every step.
Yes.
You know when you're done? You won't be here.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
yes.
when you're done. You'll be in heaven.
Yes.
Amen.
That's when you know you're done. We'll wake up to the millennium, right?
Right.
Or
yes.
in the resurrection. That's when we'll know we're done.
Exactly.
Until then, you've got room to grow.
Amen.
And it ain't time. That's why the Bible says you're not wise if you're comparing yourself by yourself, because you wouldn't do that in real life.
Right.
I don't expect my son Wesley with the same expectation I do for my son Dawson.
Right.
Because they're not the same. They're not the same age. They have different behaviors. I expect different things, and I handle them a little bit different.
Sure.
And God does the same with His children.
Amen.
That's absolutely right. And He didn't send you to do it either. Just to make sure you knew that.
Right.
You're not someone else's Holy Ghost.
Right.
Neither is the pastor.
Right.
He's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And He's to indwell every one of us to lead every one of us in the right path.
I believe that.
That's the revival we're looking for.
Yes.
Is for individuals to recognize
yes.
who they are, to not be afraid of the responsibility attached, but willing to walk out there by faith. It's not
yes.
just by feelings or by when you think it's good. It's by faith. There's going to be opposition, but they'll take it by faith and they
yes.
ain't afraid.
Amen.
Yes.
Ain't blaming on brother so-and-so. They ain't blaming on sister so-and-so. They ain't blaming on this person or that person. They blame it on themselves why they ain't where they ought to be.
Amen.
And they're not afraid of the responsibility. They'll take it and say, God, you commissioned me this great commission, and I believe I can do it because you said so.
I know it.
Amen. Amen. And Israel, let me keep reading, was promised the promised land, but they had to fight for every inch of it. Wherever the soles of your feet tread upon, that have I given you. God said to Joshua, it was all there. The land was there, and God gave it to them, but they must fight for it.
Yes.
Are you applying this to yourself today? I pray you all.
Yes.
The same way it is about divine healing. God has got the power to heal you if you've got the courage to accept it.
Amen.
But you'll fight every inch of the way.
Amen. Praise God.
It's courage. Faith requires courage. If you're a coward, look, you ain't a Christian.
Right.
It took a lot for them saints to stare death in the face and say, I ain't leaving the Word.
Amen.
It took a lot for Peter and was it Peter and James and or John in prison. But that took a lot of faith for them to say, you know what? I don't care where we are. We're going to raise our hands. We're going to sing the praises of God, and we're going to worship.
Amen.
Because I'm here to love the Lord. And guess what happened? God took part. He did a lot more than what they were doing. He opened up all the jailhouses, took their chains off, and said, come on, get out of here.
Right.
Did Peter another time where he didn't even realize he was out. He was so delivered.
Right.
He didn't even know he was delivered.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we been there?
Yeah.
You look back and go, wait a minute. I don't struggle with this no more.
Right.
By faith that you do it.
Amen.
It's not consciously. It's not a reasoning. It's beyond that.
Yeah.
Faith is its own sense. God has power to heal if you've got courage to accept it, but you'll fight every inch of the way. God has got amazing grace to save you, and He will do it. But you'll fight every inch of your way.
Glory to God.
I've been behind the pulpit going on 31 years, and every inch of that has been a fight constantly. It certainly has. But we must fight if we must reign. So we find out that the bride has to make herself ready, be willing to lay aside every weight that does so easily beset us, that we may run with patience the race that sits before us. We must lay them aside ourselves.
Amen.
We can't say, God, you come lay them aside for us. We've got to do that ourselves.
Amen.
How? Because He that's in me has already overcome this thing.
Amen.
I've got inherited power. You hear
right.
me now?
Yeah.
Not earned power. Not rewarded power, inherited, because I'm His son.
Amen.
And He has given me an inheritance to trump on the devil now.
Amen.
Not just in the world to come. I've got power to beat him now. I've got power to beat my depression now. I ain't waiting to get to heaven to get delivered. I'm getting delivered today. Because today's the day of salvation.
Exactly.
How many of you had the fight to even get saved in the first place? I know I did. I had every devil in the world tell me you can't do it. You done too much wrong. You knew better. I know, devil, and I've accepted that. But I'm going to put it in the right place.
Amen.
I put it in the blood of
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
God, have mercy
yes.
on me.
Amen.
And you know what? He did.
Amen.
He did. How do you know you've received compassion? You can give it.
Amen.
People want you to judge people before the time. I don't worry about that. I don't think we need to do that. I think if we pray more often about it, the thing would take care of itself.
Right.
Yes. That's usually our last resort about an issue in the church or somebody mad about this. Or our last resort is to pray about it, and that's why we don't get nowhere.
Yeah.
No, it's time to put our dependence on the Holy Ghost
Amen.
That God has given to us freely. It's enough power to defeat any complex, any sickness, any devil. Anything that keeps you from the blessing of God, God has given it to you already. You're not waiting on a revival. The revival's waiting
yes.
on you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Amen.
Because it's already in you.
Yes.
It's already there. You think your theophany is grieving right now? I think it's having a good time.
Amen.
Yes.
Waiting for me just to get caught up to it.
Yes.
Amen.
All right.
One more scripture. Can we close on this? Revelation chapter 10. I'll close right here. And you're going to put the iPad away. Just keep temptation coming again. Revelations chapter 10. Most of us know this first part here pretty well. And I believe it's absolutely applicable. The thunders are what we believe in. I believe the seals were open. That's what the thunders was all about.
Right.
And it's come to show us who we are. It's come to give rapturing faith. And it's the voice of the seventh angel that makes the mystery of God plain.
Amen.
And we'll get into that here in the next few services. I don't believe in getting away from that.
No.
I don't believe you get away from what God has sent this message for.
Right.
This message wasn't to create a new move. It wasn't meant to create a new denomination or a new group of fellowships and all these things. It was made so that the bride individually could see who they were, that they were always in God, and they are here to fulfill God's word in this day to do the exact same things that Christ did when he was on earth.
Exactly.
Amen.
That's what the message came to unravel. And many times those things get misconstrued because the Holy Ghost has been given the whole time. Brother Branham says that in the Church Age book. He says, I'm not saying that Luther didn't receive the Holy Ghost and things, but what they could manifest was so limited because of the word they had for their day.
Right. Yes.
Though they had the life, it was all caged up to where Luther was still smoking a pipe.
Yep.
And cussing. How many knows that?
Yes.
Where Luther, where Wesley, you know, they had signs and stuff, but they were a little afraid to talk about it.
Yeah.
Where the Pentecostals got to the place where it didn't really matter about holiness or things like that. It really didn't matter what you say. As long as you spoke in tongues, that was good enough.
Sure.
Right.
Now the message has come to eradicate all the falsehood of all three of those. To show you the reason you could be saved was because you were God's. The reason you're sanctified is because you were in Him. The reason you got the Holy Ghost is because He said you would.
Amen.
And the reason you're here now is because you were always in Him.
Amen.
That's the difference. And God has sent that voice. I'm not looking for it. It's already come.
Amen.
It's been waiting on our ears to finally listen to
yes.
it. That's why God recorded it, and I thank Him for
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Every time it says, this is for the tape people, and I think, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That He was thinking on me.
Amen.
Here 50 years later.
Sure.
You say, why didn't the rapture come? Well, I know it waited on me.
Yeah.
I believe it's still waiting on others.
Sure.
I do. I don't give up yet. Why? What does that mean? Have you seen your dead ones raised? Not yet, but I'm planning to soon.
Amen.
Amen. You say, well, I don't know anybody. You'll know.
Right.
Peter and John didn't know who Moses and Elijah were, but they knew who they were when they showed up.
That's right.
I don't got no family. There'll be somebody show up and you'll say, hey. And you'll just have a revelation. You know who that is.
Right.
Resurrection's on.
Amen.
And when that happens, okay. That isn't here yet. And I thank God for one reason. I want to get every soul we can.
Yes.
Amen.
That's it. I want them to come. Don't let me kid you. I hate this world.
Right.
But I don't want to see somebody die either. That's the only thing. Paul said the same thing. The only reason I want to stay here is because I might be able to help you.
Yes.
He said, because in my heart, I'm ready to leave.
Amen.
He said, I'm ready to die. To die is gain. That's what,
right.
that's what Paul said. But to live is to maybe help one of you.
Amen.
That was his desire. So let's go down to verse 8. Now the voice, we know, came through the seventh angel. But the voice didn't just stop talking. It says, and the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, go and take the little book which is opened in the hand of the angel which standeth before the sea and before the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little
yes.
book. Now look at this. This can be taken a few ways. But I believe that angel was maybe a little bit intimidating to John at first. You know what? That's a mighty angel. That ain't just any angel. That's a mighty angel. He had his feet on the land and the earth. And the word said, go and take the book. So he kind of halfway obeys because he went. He did. He went. And he went up to the angel and he said, instead of doing what he was told, what was he told to do?
Hey,
take it.
Yeah.
He went up there and said, you know, give it to me. That wasn't the commission, was it? He didn't say, wait, you know, go ask him about it. He said, go up there and take the little book.
Right.
And we know what the little book was. It was the word.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because he's supposed to take it and eat it up. And that's exactly what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
If you don't take the word, Christ Jesus, and eat his flesh and drink his blood, which
right.
is what the word is,
right.
you have no life in you.
Amen.
Amen.
And he looked at this angel, and he said, give me the little book. Now, that was brave enough, but that still wasn't what God required.
Yeah.
He wanted a little bit more faith than that. Watch. Give me the little book. And he said unto me, the second time, take it and eat it up. And it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth as sweet as honey. So he might have had to say it twice, but hey, John, listen.
Yeah.
And I took the little book out of the angel's hand, and I ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. And that's how we approach. Look, he's the type of the bride, and I believe this is where I believe this is what's happened in the message.
Yes.
That the message has come and said, go take the book and eat it.
Right.
And instead of going and doing what we were told, we just got close.
Right.
We still quoted the quotes. We still said the word. We still had services. But we just couldn't take the book just
right.
yet.
Right.
And we got up close to the angel. And instead of doing what we were told, what did we do? Give me the book.
Amen.
Give me the revelation. Well, if God really wanted me to see it, I'd see it. If God really wanted me to understand, I'd understand. If God really wanted me healed, I'd be healed. If God really wanted me saved or delivered, I'd be delivered. And we stood there. And, you know, the third pole is supposed to be for the bride, but really, I mean, is it now, or are we supposed to wait? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why are we still here? Let's just be honest
right.
with it. But now there's a generation, I believe, that said, I'll take it.
Amen.
They heard the second call come running through and said, take the book
Amen.
And eat it. And that's good. That John said, I bet he woke up a little bit and said, fine.
Uh-huh.
And he ate it up. And it did exactly what the angel said it would.
Right.
Oh my, just so sweet and gooey on the way down. But all of a sudden, it really got a little bitter. Why? It is a two-edged sword when you know the truth.
Right.
Because you know the benefits of having it, but you know the consequences of not.
Right.
That's right. But he was equipped now, and he could go. And as we know, the angel said, go into all the world and prophesy. And you must do it again. Why? You must fulfill the Great Commission.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Because he lives. It's 207. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maybe start playing that a little bit here. You can kind of hum it. To be serious with the Lord. Not with your neighbor. Not with Brother Andy standing up here. Because you believe what was said today. First, I have to, because I believe this. If any soul here, if we reverence his presence, if you're not ashamed, if you're willing to say, Lord, I don't have what I need. Try to overcome. Seems like it's impossible. But Lord, I'm not coming doubting. I'm coming believing. And you promised it to me. And greater is he that will be in me than he that's in the world. And I'm a believer today. And I do. I want to raise my hand and say, Lord, I need it. Would you fill me with your spirit today? God bless you, brothers. God sees your hands. That's all that matters, is that God sees it. That you believe. Thank you, Lord. Those you that receive, you know you have power from on high. You know you've been changed from death unto life. You know you've got the Holy Ghost in your soul. You feel willing to say to the Lord, Father, I've kind of pushed off this responsibility. I haven't taken it personal. I've kind of taken it at a distance. And I know now, Lord, that that's not what I was supposed to do. But I'm not ashamed to say I'm sorry. And ask you, Lord, to forgive me. May, like never before, may I have a revelation in my soul. This is something I need to be doing. That maybe what I'm looking for is only because I'm looking for it instead of just doing it. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. God bless you, sister. God bless you, sister. God bless you, sister. God bless you, sis. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Now don't build it on doubt. Build it on faith. Too many times we feel convicted and we don't know what to do except wallow about it. Now to feel bad is first. The second is have faith that He'll forgive you. And that when you want to do right, that He'll equip you because He already promised you. Now you do that right now. Say, Father, I know I've done wrong. I know I haven't been diligent. I know I've kind of passed the buck on someone else to have this responsibility. But I'm not afraid today. With Your Spirit, with Your help, because You promised it, I'm going to take it and apply it to my heart now. I'm going to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to put on the armor of God. I'm going to be faithful at my post. When You tell me to pray, I'm going to pray. When You tell me to read the Bible, I'm going to read the Bible. When You tell me to turn that thing off and get down and talk to me, I'm going to do that. When You tell me to come to church, I'm going to come. When You tell me to come early and pray, I'm going to be there. When You tell me to believe for my brother, for my sister, when You tell me on the job to witness, I'm going to believe You. When You tell me at home to be faithful, I'm going to believe You. Thank You, Lord. God bless your humble hearts today. God knows your desire and He gives it to you. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Please respect His presence. I'm asking you to respect me. Right here. Are you afraid of His presence? If you are, chances are you need to make it right now. Why is God convicting you right now? Because He wants you to live. Right there at Jeremiah, He pronounced them dead, pronounced them a desolation. But He said, if you'll just repent and turn to me, it won't happen. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Oh, praise Your name. When I light you, if you have a need, if you like prayer today, pray with you. I'm happy to do that. God's presence is right here, so you can have anything you desire. You got to believe it first. For anyone that has a need, it will be. Or at this point in the service, would like to come forward. Peace. Don't leave without it. Praise the Lord. Pray for peace of God. Pray with me too.
I've I Praise be
be to God.
Thank you, blessed.
Praise be to God. And I want to sing this song, but I want to sing it like we believe it for ourselves, that I'm a child of the King. The Lord's not just off in heaven, but I'm a part of Him. I'm His child, and I'm more than able. I've already defeated the devil because I'm one of His. Praise God. Let's sing it with all our hearts. It's right there on the same page.
Thank you, Jesus.
206. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Not, oh, no, oh, no. Oh, yes. I'm a child. Oh, yes. Let's sing it that way now. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child. Forget about everything else. Sermon one time I heard just in closing right here. I want to sing Jesus I'll Never Forget here. I think it's up to if you want to get to 203. It was a sermon one time I heard preached this way. It says you don't have to, but you get to. You don't have to, but you get to. And that's why I think about when it comes to serving the Lord. You know, you say, well, does that make me saved or unsaved what I do? No, that was all done in Christ. But I get a choice if I can make Him happy. I don't have to, but I sure want to. That's the cord I'm attached to Christ with. It's not something I have to do. It's not something put upon me. It's love that compels me. It's love for Him when I see the devil trampling on His children. It's my love for Him that makes me want to see God's children free. Amen. Not just want to, but know that they will be. I don't have to, but I'm sure glad I get to.
Yeah.
And that's when we go to worship God. Do I got to worship God to be saved? Well, if you don't, something might be wrong somewhere. It's not part of the salvation package, but I'll tell you this much. I like to.
Yeah.
I want to. I don't have to, but I sure get to. And I want to take that opportunity even right now just to wave my hands, to praise Him, to clap Him, to shout. You say, why do you make people shout? I don't make nobody shout. If you don't want to shout, you ain't got enough victory just yet, because what God has done for me, I can't help but shout. I can't help but get happy, because I think of what I was out there in the world, the wretch that I was, with no peace, no hope, and here I am. And if God can do it for me, He can do it for anyone.
Amen.
Glory to God. Let's give one more hand clap praise before we start. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I'll never forget what you've done for me. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget how you said. Don't forget it now. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. Oh, never, yes. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. I'll never forget how you set me free. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out.
Lord,
Jesus, I'll never forget. Oh, man.
Spring up, oh, man.
Spring up, oh, man. Within my soul. Spring up, oh, man. And make me whole.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. All right, now let's sing with all of our
hearts. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget.
One more time, say it again.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, oh, never.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Move is on, PC.
Now, you feel that now? The atmosphere that's created. Now just imagine this, and this is how I feel as a pastor around here. What if we walked into church and we expected this right when we started? Where would it take us by the time it was done? You say, can I have that? You have it. You need to believe it now. Come into church. Don't bring that depression and doubt, but you go ahead and unpack it. Don't just bury it somewhere. I want you to go get some Holy Ghost fire and go burn that thing up and don't bring it in. When? Well, the devil might give you another package tomorrow. Just go ahead and push him back. And if he won't leave, just burn him up.
Right.
Now, use the word and you can give it. It'll whip him every time. When you say, I don't mean to keep preaching. When Jesus was tempted, how many knows? He said, all he did was use the word. Brother Branham said that was like the devil grabbing a 10,000-volt wire when he did that.
Hallelujah.
He said, it's just the word. Oh, no, it ain't. It's the word.
Amen.
And it'll whip it. every time. How many wants to pick up the dough? Just chop his way right out of my life.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Where's the move on then?
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's on me, Lord. So I challenge you. Let's just do this one night. Here he goes. This Wednesday, you're coming this Wednesday. When you get here, come expect it. That before he gets started, no, the Holy Ghost is here.
Yes.
I'm not worrying about this world. We're going to get in the Spirit today. I'm not waiting for the preacher. I'm going to beat him to it. I'm not waiting for the song leader. I'm going to beat him to it.
Yes.
I'm not going to wait to feel good. I'm going to beat my feelings. I'm going to
yes.
tell them I feel good.
Hallelujah.
I don't care what they say. We feel good today, feelings.
Yes. Yes.
You say, that's foolish. That's what the Bible told you to do. It told you to tell the flesh to shut up. Don't take the desires to get away. Don't make no provisions for it. Don't walk in here saying, well, I guess there'll be another service. Make provisions for the devil. Don't do that. Come in and say, I ain't leaving the same. I'm leaving more in the presence of God than I was before. I'm leaving a better Christian than what I got here before. I'm leaving, if you physically hurt, I'm leaving healed today.
Amen.
You come depressed? No, sir. I'm leaving great. Hallelujah. Can you do that?
Amen.
Can you take the challenge? Why? It's our responsibility. And as the believers, I believe we're here with all believers right now. You're here a believer. You create that atmosphere. Watch. That's our responsibility to do. Not just the pastor, not just the other ministers, not just some leader. It's all our responsibility to make it so that anyone that walks in here can receive the Holy Ghost if they want. That's what we do. So that's my heart's desire. Oh, God, spread your word to every soul we can get it to. Amen. Well, God bless you, saints. Head of service to Dad. Oh, my, it's been good to be in this house. I just love it. I love his word. I love that it whips the devil no matter what. That's what I love about it. You say, the devil gets everything all stacked up. It don't matter. Just when you take the bottom out, the whole thing crashes the same as it did last time. Don't matter. So praise his name. Take the word. Take it home with you. Say, Lord, make it real in my life. Let's sing this together as you just did today. God bless you, saints. We love you.
Your move is on, my Lord, your move is on. The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. I can hear the rustle in the mulberry tree. And I know, the move is on. You gotta move on, brother.
God bless.
The move is on.